Doing great things. How you guys doing?
Well, you're doing better than us. We just spent the last few minutes whining. You know, you've got weather apps, right? Have you checked what it's like back here in Ottawa? Like, this is the coldest it's been in years. It's minus 43 Celsius with the wind chill right now, Brady. So you're in a good place. Good for you.
Yeah, no, it's actually sitting outside on the balcony, staring at the ocean, and had a look at the weather, and I saw. So throw a couple daggers in there for you guys, and I can't imagine how cold it is there right now.
All right, okay. Well, let's move in. What's it been like so far? Because you did some media last night, right? And it was a pretty cool setup. They had all the players have their own little podium, right? And you're right on the ocean, and you did some other media, and you got the skills tonight. You got the game tomorrow. So what's it been like so far as you're enjoying your All-Star experience?
It's been awesome. It's been really unique, and of course, the last stretch back in Ottawa was snowing for a week straight. So to be kind of on the beach in the sun, and especially doing it with my brother and having a bunch of family and friends coming down for this weekend, it makes it special for everybody here, because everybody's had an impact on our careers at one point or another. So it's just been a really fun couple days so far, and excited for tonight and tomorrow.
Brady, you've obviously had a really good season so far, making the All-Star game as a member of the Ottawa Senators. How would you assess your play so far this season? And maybe at the end of your answer, maybe just one thing you'd like to do a little bit better in the second half of the season.
I just think I feel like I worked the hardest I've ever worked this summer to kind of put myself in a position to help the team try to get to that next level. And I just think that, can always improve too. I feel like there's levels that I can get to, and if I just keep, keep working, and I think it's just I gained a lot of confidence throughout this year, and being able to play with some really good players, it's definitely helped a lot. But I think to improve, I think you can always improve your game, and I think there's never a time to be complacent, because for myself, I just want to keep finding different levels to my game and keep trying to help the team win.
Yeah, I know it's all about the team's progress here. And what did it mean to have that push before the break, Brady? Because I think maybe the Winnipeg game was tough. You could feel, I think the fans and media, we could feel like a bit of the frustration, maybe just a little bit. Day off, good week of practice, and then you win four straight heading into the break, and feeling much better about yourselves.
I think we just needed to regroup a little bit after that Winnipeg game. We weren't happy, at all, and it was definitely very frustrating. But I think it definitely is making our break a lot better. But we know that that's the type of hockey we need to play, and that's, I feel like, get rewarded, especially beat Montreal twice, Toronto, the Islands. It's I think that's huge for our confidence. Just knowing and believing it in each other. And I just think we're having fun. Like, it's just everybody, we're all pulling in the right direction. And it definitely gives us a lot of confidence coming back that once we play our game, that it's tough for the other team to keep up, because we're just playing really fast. So I know for me, I'm excited to be in the sun, but excited to get back and get back in the rhythm again.
Brady, it was really fun to watch as a fan at the end of the Montreal game, your game-winning goal, and you're giving it to the fans a little bit. I want to ask you about athlete motivation, and something that I've always thought was true, in that, it's a long season, guys get up for different games, probably more than others, but is there something overall in your game that you kind of have the Michael Jordan, I took it personally, I have extra motivation. Is there anything that you pick out for individual games where you kind of feel maybe disrespected sometimes and just play different than you would against other teams? Is that a thing with NHL hockey players?
That's tough. I like to pride myself on, every game trying to be at my best and trying to have that motivation to take it to the next level. Of course, playing against Matt, that's always extra motivation. And the rivalry games, Toronto, Montreal, those are games that kind of make the fans so passionate in Ottawa. And just it's a rivalry for everybody. So I think Those are games that kind of circle, and you want to be at your best because your whole community takes pride in those types of games, and it's almost like a gut shot to everybody if we don't pull it off. So I try to pride myself on every game, but you know, definitely the rivalry games, and just want to make the community proud.
What's more satisfying? You beat the Habs at home, and there's a lot of Habs fans there, and you know that enjoy your drive home, everybody, that leave early when in that one, or you get the game-winning goal, and we've all seen it. You saw it up close and personal. The one fan with telling you and Timmy you're both number one, let's put it that way, and at the end of the game. Which kind of feels better as a player? Do it in their barn or your barn, and there's a lot of those fans there, and you know that they got a long drive home?
I don't know. I'd probably say in their barn because it's you really can stick it to them and silence the crowd pretty good. So I'd probably say that was I don't know. I mean, anytime we beat them, it's always the best feeling. But in their barn to silence them, that's always a good feeling.
So Brady, last year you played with Josh Norris as your center for the majority of the season. This year you've got Tim Stützle so far the majority of this season. Do you have to adjust your game a little bit, maybe be in different spots or play a little bit different in terms of playing with either Norris or Stützle?
I try to just play that hard game no matter who I play with, make plays and just get open for give and goes all over the ice. So I wouldn't say that's changed, but they're both such unique players and even different from each other, and they're so much fun to play with. The speed, the skill, just the uniqueness that they have, the shiftiness, and it's a lot of fun. Just try to get open, try to just, like I said, give and goes out there with them and create space for one another. So I've been having a great time playing with Timmy this year, and of course with Josh and I's connections, I've loved playing with him as well.
Now, a few years ago, as we speak to Brady Tkachuk from the All-Star festivities in Florida, a few years ago, you were part of this process, but it's been happening a lot, and that's a testament, you know, to the organization's drafting and development, where we're always talking about a new young guy having a pretty much immediate impact. What can you say about Ridly Gregg's first four games in the NHL?
It's been great. I just feel like he's been, like you said, so impactful and has helped our team so much, you know, since he's been here. And in the locker room, you know, he doesn't say much, but he kind of has that presence of just the presence he has in the locker room. It's great. He doesn't need to say much, but he's just a great teammate. And he's made an immediate impact for us. And you know, we've loved having him help on our team. And it's been great. So getting to know him as well, you know, I got to know him pretty good because he lives at the house during training camp, and he's going to come back, so just be able to get to know him more off the ice, and I'm fired up. I think he's an awesome guy, and I'm excited to get to play with him still.
I got to ask you, what do you do to try to get him to come out of his shell a little bit? Because, you know, I've interviewed him a few times. He seems like a pretty quiet guy. And I know that you've had other young guys room with you and you like to maybe pick at them a bit just to get them to open up a bit. Is there anything you're doing with Ridly in that vein?
Just the usual. Just nonstop. It's just a full bombardment every time I see him. So just get him going and then hopefully, I'll pop in that guy's the shell, the quiet shell, and just let them know that they can just be their normal selves, because that's what the guys were so great when I was coming in, that they made me feel so welcomed, and I was just comfortable right from day one. So if I could do that for Ridly and future guys to come, that's how I want to make an impact.
Brady, I wanted to ask you about Jake Sanderson. It seemed like there was no adjustment period for him coming in and being one of the best Senators defensemen so far this year. Have you seen in your short career so far, have you seen a guy make the adjustment as fast as he has?
I mean, been able to play with some pretty amazing players. I mean, he's up there. He's going to be an unreal defenseman for us and really help our team win. And we're very lucky to have him. And it's impressive. It was his rookie year, but it's almost like he's been playing in the league for 10 years. Just the composure, how good of a pro he is already. It's honestly, I've had a great time playing with him, and he's made our team so much better since being here.
And maybe I got to ask about the other end of that spectrum. Claude Giroux is coming off being first star of the week here, 35 years old. You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, played the video game when they were kids on your team when he was on the cover. What can you say about the impact he's had just on the ice and maybe just generally, you know, helping you out as well as the captain of the team and everything that goes along with that?
He's been great. We've gelled, you know, a lot on the ice and off the ice. And like you said, he's been really impactful for me, you know, since he's been here. And we've got really close in our short time together so far. So I'm just, I'm fired up to be able to play with him. I still, you know, think it's awesome. And he's not at all kind of what I expected when he signed here, but he's the best. I love hanging out with him. I feel like we've gelled really well with each other, and he's definitely been very impactful for me.
All right, just a couple more here, just about back to the All-Star game. So skills competition tonight, what are you doing? You going to call your shot on anything? What's your participation like tonight?
Well, I actually already filmed mine, and it was fun. It was unique. It was a splash zone, so it was definitely really unique. And today, I think might be a little surprise in there for everybody, maybe have an impact on a little certain something with Matthew. So everybody will have to just watch and wait and see.
Okay, there's our tease. All right, we'll be watching for that. Enjoy the sun, the nice weather, and just enjoy your time. And I know Sens fans can't wait to get going on the unofficial second half next week. Thanks a lot, Brady.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.